No one here's the same. I wonder what has caused the change. We're all just put in the hands of old Father Time. I left some time ago. Thought I'd soon be back.
Couple of announcements before we continue. Sometime during the course of the evening, I wanted to.
I even paid their fare. Never mind.
Ali, who? Well, we're going to start off with a sort of a long set because of the lateness of the evening. We'll start off. Or the earliness of the morning. We'll start off with the Boys of the Loch and another reel called Coolies, and then into some more things straight away without sort of stopping. And, well, maybe stopping a wee bit, you know. But we don't mean to stop. You know.
Thank you.
thing.
Dublin's fair city, there dwells a great dame, for fame, birth, and breeding none can her excel. She's a blacksmith's daughter, the truth for to tell, and her husband, he must be a trooper. There's an elegant tailor lived next door by, and on this fair damsel he soon cast an eye. And he swore by his soul that with her he would lie, for he didn't give a damn for the trooper. Well, the tailor went to this fair lady one night, and he called her his joy and his dear and delight. 10 guineas I'll give you for my lodgings this night, for I know that your husband's on duty.
Right.
Oh, yes, Mr. Taylor, and you're very right when you know that my husband's on duty. But if he comes home in the middle of the night, he'll give you a fright that'll put you in mind of the trooper. When the bargain was over, all things said and done, they both went to bed and the spree it begun. When the spree was all over, they both fell asleep and they minded no more on the trooper. But the trooper come home in the middle of the night, and he knocked on the door and he give them a fright. Oh, hide me, the wee tailor cries, for I hear the bold knocks of the trooper. There's an old useless cupboard that stands by the door, and in it you'll be safe, snug and secure. And I'll trip down the stairs and I'll open the door and I'll let in my husband, the trooper. So with kindness and compliments, yes, to be sure, she tripped down the stairs and she opened the door. For your kindness and compliments, I don't give a damn. Come light me a fire, said the trooper. Oh, husband, dear husband, there's no fire stuff. Get into your bed, you'll be warm enough. There's an old useless cupboard that stands by the door, and I'll burn it this night, said the trooper. Oh, husband, dear husband, grant me one desire. That old useless cupboard's too good for the fire. And it's in it I keep a game cock. I admire, I must see your game cock, said the trooper. So the trooper went forward, and he opened the door, and he found the wee tailor safe, snug and secure. And he hauled him out to the middle of the floor. Is that your game cock, said the trooper. Oh yes, Mr. Tailor, you're a very cunning fox. When did you become one of my wife's game cocks? For that very same reason, I'll give you a knock that'll put you in mind of the trooper. He caught hold of the tailor just by the two ears, and he clean cut them off with his own little shears. And for that night's diversion, he paid very dear, and away went the wee croppy tailor.
We'll play now. Those last set of tunes were a set of slides, and slides are a dance from County Kerry that are in 12/8 time, because everybody in County Kerry, Dave tells me, have six fingers on each hand, and the problem with the beat was that people were not counting up to 12 and then dividing by 8. You see, well, these next set of tunes we're going to play a lament first of all called Erin Ocean Enkehi, which translated means something about, for Erin, I won't say her name. And then into two slip jigs, and slip jigs are in 9/8 time, and that means you count up to 9 and divide by 8. So, we'll play these tunes for you. Thank you.
So much more time, have I? One more. We may do a message open now.
We've only... is this my coin, isn't it? Yeah, we've only got time for one more, so they say, anyway. So we're going to play a tune we haven't played really a lot since maybe a year or more. It's a tune that I first learned as an old Shetland tune, then I learned as a Scots tune, then I learned it from an Irish fiddler as an Irish tune, and each time got a little bit more complicated. And I played the old way first, which is the old Shetland way playing the tune, then I'll play the Scots way, and then I'll play the Irish way. It's become added to more and more over the years till it's become sort of an Irish Orange Blossom special.
Sort of a crazy tune.
Not really in the same sense, but kind of the same way. It's a tune you can do anything you like to do on.
We're going to do it.
We'd like to thank you all very much, and also everybody else that's been on the concert. It's just a fantastic concert. I don't think I've ever enjoyed one so much, standing in the side listening. We're going to finish with what we call a bundle of rules, or a clatter of rules, as they say in Ireland. If you want to get up and dance, you can't, because there isn't any room. Anyway, I'd just like to send you all the bait with this little thought. At least the music doesn't finish here. We'll all be playing up there for probably 5 or 6 in the morning, I would imagine.
Bane and the Boys of the Lock. Don't go just yet. I'd like to say something. First, of course, that Ali Bane will be back. I'm sorry, that the Boys of the Lock will be back. Ali Bane was only the fiddler. I make that mistake because I first heard Ali, but the others are, they're actually better than he is. I just wanted to say, as you were leaving, that Fox Hollow just always seems to have a special magical air about it. And part of it has to do with the situation, the setting of the place, and it has to do with the way people all work together to make it happen. One of the really nice things about making the festival happen for us is that during the same time that we're putting the festival together, the piping school, the Invermark School of Piping, is on the next mountain, right over here. And in the morning, and in the afternoon, and in the evening,
the students are all practicing, and we can hear them while we shovel and while we pick. In Scotland, very often pipes would call to each other from one castle to the other, and the distances were very great, but the Highland pipes are instruments of war, and they're among the loudest of the instruments. And I think if we are all very, very quiet, we can hear the pipes on the next hill over. And it would be really nice, I think, if we just sort of left really quietly and listened to the pipes. Wow. Good night.
Pertinent? This hour of the morning, I'm not even sure what pertinent means. However, all right, since we're going to be pertinent. I know you've all been out here camping, and you haven't been able to keep up on the news, right? I like to keep the audience informed of what's going on. If I'm going to be pertinent in my songs, I'll be pertinent other ways, too. However, you have to look carefully in the newspaper. There's some things you don't notice at first glance. Prague, Czechoslovakia. Vera Shermack jumped out of her third-story window when she learned her husband had betrayed her. Mrs. Shermack is recovering in hospital after landing on her husband, who was killed. Oh, well. If that one doesn't blow away, I'll read it after this song. This is a song I want to inject into the musical weekend as early as possible, even though some people might think it belongs at the end. Song about what we're doing here. One of the disadvantages I realize, it's really an honor to be asked to go on first and start this, and the disadvantage of it is you don't get heard by your peers, right? Because all the performers were up till 5 in the morning singing, so now they're sleeping. So maybe you can sing along with me and wake them up, right? I woke up smelling bacon with a pine cone in my side. I stuck my head out in the morning sun. There was one guy fixing breakfast and 20 singing songs, so I knew that breakfast never would get done. I crawled out of my sleeping bag and picked up my guitar to start the day with coffee and song. We'd build a singing city underneath the spreading trees. To join it, all you do is sing along. And we started in the morning with a hymn to the sun. We sang through lunch and dinner, and we've hardly just begun. We'll try to sing 1,000 songs before this day is done. And tomorrow there'll be 1,000 more. That was the chorus. Let's do it again. We started in the morning with a hymn to the sun. We sang through lunch and dinner, and we've hardly just begun. We'll try to sing 1,000 songs before this day is done. And tomorrow there'll be 1,000 more. I wanted to put a still into it too, but it doesn't fit. I met a girl down by the fire from a green Missouri farm. She sang a song she said her mother made. She sang about her father and the love he had to give, and I offered her a song of mine in trade. She said she didn't have the time, she had to catch a train. And I feel a little sorry now and then. But when you hear 1,000 songs, guess it has to be there's some that you'll never hear again. And we started in the morning with a hymn to the sun. We sang through lunch and dinner, and we've hardly just begun. We'll try to sing 1,000 songs before this day is done, and tomorrow there'll be 1,000 more. A kid came up and he said hello, and he said he knew my name, and he thought my songs were really where it's at. Then he sang a song of his, he said it wasn't much, but a wish that I could write one song like that. They used to say that making songs was only for the few, but we took these old guitars and proved them wrong. For music is a language most anyone can learn, and if you can sing, then you can write a song. And we started in the morning with a hymn to the sun. We sang through lunch and dinner, and we've hardly just begun. We'll try to sing 1,000 songs before this day is done, and tomorrow there'll be 1,000 more. We sang around the lantern when we should have been in bed, and everybody took a turn or two. Whenever one crawled off to sleep, another took his place, and everybody brought in something new. I used to think I knew most every song there was to know. I could sing out anyone you'd care to call. But now I'd need 3 lifetimes just to learn what's going around. And if everybody's got a song, then no one's got them all. And we started in the morning with a hymn to the sun. We sang through lunch and dinner, and we've hardly just begun. We'll try to sing 1,000 songs before this day is done, and tomorrow there'll be 1,000 more.
And the day after that. Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The Marine Corps Commandant and the Commander at Lejeune have both admitted openly that there is trouble between the races here, and they have ordered it stopped. This song is based on an old boyfriend of a girl I met at a party. I don't know why people laugh when I say that. It's a simple statement of fact. Chorus first, so you can learn it. His feet are too big and his chin is too small. There's something else that makes up for it all. He charms all the ladies and leaves them in tears. The boy with the loving cop ears. The first time we met was in back of the school. The boys were all laughing, they called him a fool. I had to admit that his looks were extreme. His head, it had handles, or so it did seem. He took all their jibes without making a sound. Even when one pushed him down on the ground. You know it's not easy to hold back the tears when someone is sitting on each of your ears. And his feet are too big and his chin is too small. There's something else that makes up for it all. He charms all the ladies and leaves them in tears. The boy with the loving cup ears. I picked up a stick and I chased them away. We've been the closest of friends since that day. He doesn't talk much though, not even to me. He's more built for listening, now that's plain to see. But though he was quiet and though he was shy, the girls flocked around him, I don't know just why. This reason's as good as the others I've made. It helps your complexion to stand in the shade. And his feet are too big and
something else that makes up for it all. He charms all the ladies and leaves them in tears, the boy with the loving cup ears. He'd play with the girls when the boys turned him down. They came to his house from all over the town. One thing I remember through all of these years, the jump rope would always get caught on his ears. He grew even shyer with childhood behind, but somehow it seemed that the girls didn't mind. They still flocked around him, the sweet little dears, and he captured their hearts in the folds of his ears. And his feet are too big and his chin is too small. There's something else that makes up for it all. He charms all the ladies and leaves them in tears, the boy with the loving cup ears. His gift wasn't wasted, although he was shy, for he soon learned to speak with a wink of his eye. When the girls gathered round, he could just pick one out, and when she said yes, she had no need to shout. The boys still made fun every time he walked by, but all of their jokes were a sham and a lie. The girls in our town laughed themselves into tears when they caught the boys sleeping with weights on their ears. And his feet are too big and his chin is too small, but there's something else that makes up for it all. He charms all the ladies and leaves them in tears, the boy with the loving cup ears. I guess there's a moral that ought to be learned. It pays to be different where girls are concerned. If love is a game, there's a price you must pay. You must get their attention before you can play. Now whenever I see him, he's singing this song. If you've something too big or too wide or too long, you may find in the end that you've really been blessed, for folks often think that the biggest is best. And his feet are too big and his chin is too small, there's something else that makes up for it all. He charms all the ladies and leaves them in tears, the boy with the loving cup ears.
How long ago did I start? All right. I know what you're thinking. Go ahead. What? There's a song that's based on an editorial that I found in the course of looking for other things in the newspaper. The editorial had, it was a rather conservative newspaper out in California, and the editorial had to do with people who were criticizing the DAR. Now, I'm not going to criticize the DAR because my late grandmother was a member of it, and I always thought from her, I got the impression from her that it was kind of a fun organization. If you were, you know, they go to meetings every week and preserve documents and stuff. The trouble is they take some rather conservative political positions, like, you know, we should immediately defoliate Premier Castro, or, you know, use tactical atomic weapons in Berkeley and things like that. So the editorial said, now, we shouldn't make fun of these people because what they really want is a return to the principles of our founding fathers. And I thought, well, gee, that's great, except that our founding fathers are not what you'd exactly call conservatives. And the first thing they did was refuse to pay their taxes, and then they overthrew the duly constituted government by force and violence and went on from there, right? And in the present time, they seem to be overthrowing the Constitution, but that's another story. So the conservatives were running around yelling, "Long live the king," right? So I thought we ought to try to define a conservative for people. Any school teachers here? Yeah, okay, you know, right, you know what, conservatives, you call them slow learners. They're, no,
I'm serious. There are people who don't adjust well to rapid change, right? And if they happen to have $80 million and can elect themselves a president, they can keep things the way they are. So I wrote a song to help us understand these people and try not to bug them too much. For those of you who are... I didn't mean that. For those of you who are conservatives, you can tell where the chorus comes because it has the word chorus in it. You already know the tune. About 200 years ago, our fathers formed this nation, and everything that's happened since we call deterioration. We are true conservatives. Come and join the chorus. We do everything the way our daddies did before us. Don't want anything to change, it causes us confusion. We hate the Bill of Rights because it changed the Constitution. We are true conservatives, come and join the chorus. We do everything the way our daddies did before us. In warfare, old ways are the best, the new ones are the poorest. We always wear our bright red coats when sneaking through the forest. We are true conservatives, come and join the chorus. Follow General Washington, the father of our nation. We always tell the truth when we have chopped down legislation. We are true conservatives, come and join the chorus. We do everything the way our daddies did before us. When I go out in the morning, I never have the blues. I've lots of time to wake up slow while buttoning up my shoes. We are true conservatives, come and join the chorus. We do everything the way our daddies did before us. My card is a Model A, I hope it will not spoil. I used to have a Model T, but I never changed the oil. We are true conservatives, come and join the chorus. We do everything the way our daddies did before us. I never drive across a bridge, I'd rather take the ferry. 'Cause when the captain backs it up, it makes me think. Like they did with stories light and funny. We watch The Late Show on TV with Shirley, George, and Bonnie. We are true conservatives, come and join the chorus. We do everything the way our daddies did before us. I'll tell you why I stand so stiff. It's not these starchy collars. My money's in the mattress and it's all in silver dollars. We are true conservatives, come and join the chorus. We do everything the way our daddies did before us. Well, now you've heard my little song, and if you can arrange it, I hope you'll sing it all day long, but don't you dare to change it. We are true conservatives, come and join the chorus. We do everything the way our daddies did before us. This is my all-time favorite. Dear Amy Vanderbilt, I am planning my wedding, but have run into two major problems. The first one is how to word my invitations. My parents are both doctors and have been divorced for many years. I live with my mother, but love and respect my father very much. Both have remarried. The man I'm going to marry is actually my stepbrother, that is, my stepfather's son, and his mother is deceased. I would like both of my parents and their spouses on my invitation, but how can I word it, since my mother and stepfather are also my future husband's parents? My second problem is about seating the parents. My father will give me away, so should he and his wife sit on the bride's side? And since my mother is married to my fiancé's father, do they both sit on the groom's side? Signed, D.D. Dear D.D., you must follow proper wedding etiquette. Your mother and her new husband issue the invitation. Your own father's name does not appear on the invitation, but only in the newspaper announcements. Your father, with his new wife, will sit on the left in the third pew. Your mother, rightly, would be in the first pew with your fiancé's father, even though the rest of the family is on the right side of the church. Your father and his wife come to the reception as guests. They do not stand in the receiving line. Please consult my book in your library, which explains this in detail. You see, Eric Nagler can read it backwards if he wants to. See, my songs deal mostly with fantasy. So I like to expose you to a little reality. When this is all over, you have to go back out into the world and face that. This is a song for old movie freaks, or freaks of old movies, or whatever. Is there anyone in the audience of Chinese extraction? I sincerely hope that this song does not offend anyone of Chinese extraction. I have to take a chance on that, however, in order to offend the people I really want to offend, whom the song will make clear, I believe. If you list the great detectives who have graced the silver screen, you would have to start with one outstanding man. It's not Templar, Holmes, or Moto, Marlowe, Tracy, Charles, or Queen. Contradiction, please, it's Charlie Chan. Charlie Chan, Charlie Chan, Charlie Chan. He'll solve the crime when no Caucasian can. Be it murder, theft, or rape, he'll fix his eyes with tape, and in the end he'll always get his man. If you're up against a mastermind who baffles the police, and the spit has hit the Oriental fan, though he wears white suits in winter and his hat has got a crease, you can always trust Inspector Charlie Chan. Charlie Chan, Charlie Chan, he'll solve the crime when no Caucasian can. Be it murder, theft, or rape, he'll fix his eyes with tape, but in the end he'll always get his man. Though the sons we've seen are one and two, their numbers have no end, and they add up to a most imposing clan. How he finds the time for solving crime is hard to comprehend. He's a man of many interests, Charlie Chan. Charlie Chan, Charlie Chan. He'll solve the crime when no Caucasian can. Be it murder, theft, or rape, he'll fix his eyes with tape, but in the end he'll always get his man. Now he's the pride of Honolulu and a credit to the force, and his fame has spread to every foreign land. But he never made the grade until he took an acting course, and the movies made a star of Charlie Chan. Charlie Chan, Charlie Chan. Murder, theft, or rape, he'll fix his eyes with tape, and in the end he'll always get his man. But the actor who plays Charlie has a problem with his skin, plus the atheatrical tradition that still stands. Though he's yellow on the outside, he is always white within. He's the movie's top banana, Charlie Chan. Charlie Chan, Charlie Chan. Murder, theft, or rape, he'll fix his eyes with tape, and in the end he'll always get his man. And the language that he's speaking is as made up as his face, for he'll always please his bosses if he can. With no articles or pronouns, he keeps his ethnic place. He's so comfortingly humble, Charlie Chan. Charlie Chan, Charlie Chan. He'll solve the crime when no Caucasian can. Be it murder, theft, or rape, he'll fix his eyes with tape, and in the end he'll always get his man. So to Roland and Jay Carroll, Sidney Warner, all the best. You gave the role the skill that it demands. But now the world is changing, so let's try a little test. Why can't we have a Chinese Charlie Chan? Charlie Chan, Charlie Chan. He'll solve the crime when no Caucasian can. Be it commit murder, theft, or rape. He won't need any tape, but in the end he'll always get his man. Thank you for your participation, whoever that was. That's another workshop for next year. And read what's left in my pocket here. Sometimes the headlines tell the whole story. Boy Scouts rob little old lady. Transplant of brain is undesirable. This is my favorite. Nixon hasn't solved problem. String guitar kind of represents the state of the world. There's two warring factions an octave apart. And every time you move the capo, it's like changing the rules of warfare. Okay, that'll have to do. I come to the conclusion lately that my favorite songs that other people write are the ones they write about things that are close to home. And my home used to be in San Francisco, California. And one of the... Let's hear it for San Francisco. Okay. And one of the things that's been going wrong in San Francisco is that they've been destroying a lot of things that there's only one of and replacing them with things that there are a lot of. They've been tearing down Victorian houses and putting up supermarkets. And the old Fillmore West Auditorium, where Bill Graham gave his rock concerts, which is one of the two decent-sized auditorium or dance halls in the city that you can have dances in with a big flat floor, they're going to tear that down, build a Howard Johnson's. And the last thing they tore down just before I left, it was almost a year ago now, was the amusement park. And they're going to build high-rise apartments, the cheapest of which rents for $300 a month. So it's not something we desperately needed, right? And there was only one, it wasn't much of an amusement park, I gotta give it that. It was about the size of it was about the size of Petersburg, I suppose. But it had some neat things. It had the largest dodgem track on the West Coast, and it had a carousel with hand-carved wooden horses and a real orchestrion. That has tape roll goes through and it plays like an organ, and it has drums and cymbals and stuff that all go automatically. And there was a diving bell where you got in and you went down in this big tank of water and you looked out the window and these fake fish swum by. And it was fun, though, because it leaked. And there was an old-fashioned funhouse, not the kind of thing they have nowadays where you pay a dollar and you go through and you come out in 3 minutes after going through a bunch of dark corridors. This had, you paid 75 cents and you could stay in all day. And there's a great big huge slide and a revolving barrel you could try to walk through and rocking floors and mirrors and everything. And kids would go in there and stay all day. It's like a big indoor playground. Kids, everybody. And in the window of the funhouse was this big animated figure of a fat lady with a red fright wig on and painted freckles and everything. You've probably seen her at other parks. Shook back and forth all day long, and they play this endless tape of hysterical laughter. And the old-timers in the park called her Laughing Sally. That was her nickname. And the guy who bought the land and tore down the park, he hasn't built anything yet, it's a big hole in the ground, announced in the paper that he was going to save Sally and put her up in a glass case in the middle of his new apartment development. Get that image in your mind and you're ready to sing the chorus. Laugh, Sally, laugh at the people passing by, running off to hide in their towers in the sky. They tore down your house where the children used to play. Tell me, who are you laughing at today? You stood on your corner for 40 years. ever saw you from. Even when they came around to tear your old house down. So laugh, Sally, laugh at the people passing by, running off to hide in their towers in the sky. They tore down your house where the children used to play. Tell me, better place to run and laugh and play, a place where your feet weren't always stuck on solid ground, and sometimes things looked straighter when the world was spinning round. So laugh, Sally, laugh at the people passing by, running off to hide in their towers. They tore down your house where the children used to play. Tell me, who are you laughing at today? Your street was aglow like a party every night. You could see the smiling faces by the bright colored lights, but they've taken away you used to give to build another place for the rich folks to live. So laugh, Sally, laugh at people passing by, running off to hide in their towers in the sky. They tore down your house where the children used to play. Tell me, put up something cold and gray that blocks off all your view, and soon they'll have a city so modern and so clean, with nothing left to do but sit and watch your TV screen. So laugh, Sally, laugh at the people passing by, running off to hide in their towers. Just don't think they'd pick the same as the mayor of the town. We've got enough apartments and offices and stores, so why are they still tearing down the playgrounds of the poor? And why are the rich so afraid of the poor? Why does every high-rise have a guard upon the door? The shadows of their towers fall heavy on the town. And oh, how we'll laugh as we watch them tumble down. So laugh, Sally, laugh at the people passing by, running off to hide in their towers in the sky. They tore down your house where the children.
Thank you. Plus one who is over in Bulgaria right now, Lauren Brody, call ourselves Ženska Pesna, which means woman's song in Macedonian. We do songs mainly from the Balkans, Yugoslavia, Bulgaria, Macedonia. And we are a bunch of friends who have been together and singing for about 4 years in each other's houses. And just recently we've been beginning to be able to share our music with people like you at places like this. And it's really, really been nice. And that last song that we sang is from Croatia. It's a wedding song. It's a courting song that's sung many times at weddings with two lines, people from different villages, and it's done as improvisations, throwing lines out to each other. And the one we just did was a set improvisation. My name is Livia, and this is Thelma, and Bernice, Carol, and Karen, Helen, and Carol.
The second song that we're going to do is from the Rhodope Mountains in Bulgaria, which is a very beautiful place, lots of green mountains and streams, with bridges with woven rugs hanging out over them to dry, and lots of nice plaid things, and it's just really beautiful. And the singing is sort of reflective of the area, the style of singing. And there's also the language in the Rhodopes is probably the oldest form of Bulgarian that there is. The song is just simply says, well, you're not so great, because I know that your dress is your aunt's and your handkerchief is your uncle's and your shoes are shiny and new, but inside the lining is torn.
Stiga mi samo mnele nadiga, nadiga, baram da neka poznavam, poznavam. Chichina, Chichina, Grisha Lelina, Lelina, Corpa natie, Chichina, Chichina.
Diga mi samo mele nadiga, nadiga, Che imaš novi kondori, kondori.
Diga mi samo mele nadiga, nadiga, Che imaš novi kondori.
Thank you. The next song.
Hate to interrupt, but we would like Ed Lifton to please come to the sound booth. That's Ed Lifton, please come to the sound booth.
Finished? The next song is from Croatia, which is a republic of Yugoslavia. And the song translated means that a tree is overburdened with cherries so that it's drooping toward the ground. And one tree is by the Danube River, the other is by the sea. And when they come together, a young couple will get together. Trešnica je. Song, we'd like to invite Billy Vannevar to come up and join us with on his Die Day, which is a drum that we picked up when we were in Skopje. And we'd like to do a song called Devojče, which is from Macedonia, and it's basically an arranged song in the sense that it uses music, the instruments, these two tamburi with the Die Day. Although the traditional part of it is definitely the fact that the drone and the melody you're singing and the whole style itself is traditional. It's just the harmony that you'll see is more in the popular vein in terms of the music in Macedonia today. You'll hear in our whole set today the various differences between the arranged songs and the traditional music of the Balkan countries.
Yugoslavia that has the most Muslim influence. And and it's more oriental than and more strange sounding to our ears than the rest of the music that we'll be singing. It's some girls are singing with each other, and they call to their mother and say, "Well, mother, what are you going to do when we are married off?" And the thing is, in the Balkans, young girls are brought up singing, and their growth as a singer sort of parallels their growth as a woman who will be married at an early age and spend the rest of her life married. And, yeah. And in this song, the girl calls to her friends or her sisters and says, "Well, hey, let's test our throats." And then she steps aside and reflects, "Well, my throat is working fine, but I'm singing without joy." Oh, nas trise, kada zapjevam oj. Oh, što ćeš, majko, kak se razudam oj. Oj.
Je.
To do is from the area of Macedonia, which is a cultural area that's divided up between four countries, Albania, Greece, Yugoslavia, and Bulgaria. And most songs from this region are diaphonic, which means that they have a drone or a hell tone and a melody line in opposition to it. And this next song will be diaphonic. I learned it last summer in Bulgaria from a group of sisters that come from a very small village high up in the Pirin Mountains in Macedonia. And these sisters left their village at a very young age and moved to Sofia, the capital of the country. And I guess that's pretty typical of what young people are doing nowadays in the Balkans, leaving their villages to find work or a more modern way of life. And what happens is that the folklore at least changes or many times dies completely when the young people leave and there's no one to replenish the village. This song is from a custom that happens in the autumn when a young boy goes off to the army. to become a soldier, and it says that a bell is ringing in the forest, and it's not really a bell, it's a symbolic bell. It's probably a symbol for a young girl, and a bell is used because it's probably a symbol for her voice, which is a very highly prized possession in the Balkans. And she leads her brother out of the house on a horse, and he's going to be a soldier for 3 years in the army.
Звон щедренка в чиста гора, де гідіяни морі в чиста гора, де гідіяни морі в чиста гора. В чиста гора осенова, де гідіяни морі осенова, де гідіяни морі осенова. Не звонче, като звонче, де гідіяни морі, като звонче, де гідіяни морі, като звонче. Нає біло, макай мома, де гідіяни морі, юбавіца, де гідіяни морі, гіздавіца. Малкай мома, коні звела, де гідіяни морі, коні звела, де гідіяни морі, браті спрашта. Браті спрашта, войник іде, де гідіяни морі, войник іде, де гідіяни морі, 3 години.
The next song is from Yugoslavia, it's from Croatia, and most of us learned it at the Smithsonian Folklife Festival in Washington, D.C., July 4th weekend. And at that festival, a group of singers and dancers from 2 Slavonian villages were brought over to the United States. And it was quite a scene. I think it was the first time that a village group had been brought over to America rather than a rehearsed kind of ensemble. And we learned this song there. The translation means, when you love somebody, your legs will move quickly after him, but when you don't love him, your legs will hardly move at all.
Ай, за милима, за драгим, за мне ноги скачу. Ай, за милима, ай, за драгим, за мне ноги скачу. За немилим, за недрагим, едва се привлачу. За немилим, за недрагим, едва се привлачу. Цура лаже, цура лаже, даю боли глава. Цура лаже, цура лаже, даю боли глава. Да истера, да истера, лолу из кучара. Да истера, да истера, лолу из кучара. Мене моя, мене моя, мама наговара. Мене моя, мене моя, мама наговара. Да намигнем, да намигнем оком на бечара.
The next song is from the Shop region of Bulgaria, which is around the capital of the country, which is Sofia. And this style of singing is very typical, especially in that region. And it's really, this music is all really outdoor singing. It's great to do it in the trees with the hill there and everything. It's really very appropriate. And what I get from this song is a real feeling of strength and commitment, which is necessary for women to have in the Balkans. And the song simply says that Dojna goes out to go fetch water, but she comes across a young man who's out to fetch Dojna. And we used to make light of it in the past, but really the point is that Dojna did not have a say in the matter.
Did everyone understand that?
E poi de doina, i kindi.
naki hindi nalok ove.
Is an arranged song from Bulgaria. We've been doing only Bulgarian village music of the Bulgarian songs that we've done, but what they do is they take folk songs and they add lots of different harmonies to it and big choruses. They have big choruses singing it, and sometimes they even write their own new folk songs in 17 parts. So we'll sing you one example of that, and we won't bother with the translation of this one.
Я сен месец крае срез растите, я заводи в планините, планините, равнините. Птички пеят мамо край долини, я заводи ред машини. Песни пеят мамо за герои, по юзини, по забои, по юзини. Ясно слънце грее от небето, сладно жито, о полето, жито зряло, класно ляло. Кичи пеят мамо от кората, а комбайни изредни вята, песни пеят полни честити, за трапези полни сити.
The next two songs are from Macedonia again with tambori, and the first one comes out of the wedding ritual in Macedonia, which is a very complicated thing. A wedding there usually takes 2 or 3 days, and there are songs for each part of the wedding. And this song refers to the custom when the bride is brought to the groom's house on a horse, and it's traditional for the mother-in-law, her future mother-in-law, to give her either a small child or a little lamb as a symbol of fertility. The next song, song following that, will be a dance song, and it comes from an older kind of fairy tale. Slezimaro and Delva Delila.